Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. And for all of those of you in the United States, happy Thanksgiving. I hope as you rest and relax today with your family, with those friends that are dear to you, that you are thankful. I think we are all thankful for what God is doing in our lives, but may we at least express that to someone. It's more than just the attitude of thanksgiving. It's the expression of our love and appreciation and thanks to those around us. I think that's what's important, and that's part of family, whether that's your church family or your family by blood. I just wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. We are in Romans chapter 2, and we read verse 24 yesterday. I want to read it again and then show you a way to study this verse. Let's take a look. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written. Now, why is the name of God blasphemed among the Gentiles? Well, it's because the Jews that were considering themselves righteous because they were Jews, judging people for breaking the law, and yet as they were judging people for breaking the law, they were breaking it themselves. And as we said yesterday, Paul doesn't even entertain the idea that they could be accusing people and not committing the crime themselves. He says in 21, 22, and 23, you're teaching people, but aren't you teaching yourself? You're preaching, don't steal, but do you? You're saying, don't commit adultery, but aren't you? You abhor idols, but aren't you robbing the temple? You're boasting in the law, but don't you dishonor God by breaking it? So he leaves no window for you're breaking the law, or you're accusing others, but maybe you're doing okay. By default, if you're accusing others, you're living in that life. You're living by it. You'll die by it. That's causing non-Jews, Gentiles, to blaspheme, to make fun. And why? Well, there's not a verse that says everything in verse 24. The name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written. There's not a single verse that says it that way. But there's several verses that say have the spirit of that. Let me give you an example. Listen to Ezekiel 16:27. Behold, therefore, I stretched out my hand against you, diminished your allotment, and gave you up to the will of those who hate you, the daughters of the Philistines, who were ashamed of your lewd behavior. Even Philistines ashamed of Israel's lewd behavior. Look at Ezekiel 36:22. Listen to this verse. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy namesake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. Or listen to this one, Isaiah chapter 52 and verse number 5. Isaiah says this, now therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people are taken away for nothing. Those who rule over them make them wail, says the Lord, and my name is blasphemed continually every day. It's sort of like where Nathan says to David after David sins with Bathsheba, you have made it easy for the enemies of God to blaspheme. Paul's saying this to Jews, but I think you could say it to a believer, even in grace. Let us not live in a way that makes it easy for the enemies of God to blaspheme. Let's not take advantage of our liberty to the point that makes people question whether we are even a Christian. And it's not meant to condemn. It's meant for us to take a look at who we are in Christ and see if the fruit's coming out in who we are. We'll move on tomorrow into verse 25. We'll see you then. Happy Thanksgiving and God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.